Track 4, and more news. A national emergency alert is due to be tested throughout the Southwest on Sunday, the 7th of September. The government will send a test emergency alert to mobile phones across the West Country and the rest of the UK at around 3 p.m. as part of plans to strengthen the preparedness for emergencies. The emergency alert system is used to warn if there's a danger to life nearby, including extreme weather. It allows vital information and advice to be sent to people rapidly in an emergency. During the test, mobile phones across West Devon and beyond will vibrate and make a loud siren sound for roughly 10 seconds, even if they are set to silent. A message will also appear on the phone screens, making it clear the alert is only a test. There are approximately 87 million mobile phones in the UK. The test will be the second of the newly introduced mobile phone alerts, following a commitment to regular tests, ensuring they work, and to familiarise everyone with the alerts, as in other countries. Ahead of the national test, the government will be running a public information campaign. Since the first national test of the emergency alert system in April 2023, 5 alerts have been sent, including during major storms when lives were at risk. We will be covering this further in future editions.
Lego robots take over Devon's libraries. Devon's libraries have introduced hands-on Lego robotics and coding workshops for children. The initiative, funded through the Library Improvement Fund from Arts Council England, brings Lego robotics and coding experiences to libraries across the county, including Newton Abbott. It's all part of the Devon Digital Creator Project, investing in science, technology, engineering and maths, STEM, with the aim of boosting the digital skills and creativity of Devon's children and young people through engaging and accessible activities. Lego robotics are sets that combine building blocks with programmable electronic components, allowing anyone age 6 plus to build whatever they want and then code it to perform functions. It provides children a route into STEM through play, socialisation and teamwork. Over the past year, hundreds have taken part in the hands-on workshops. Alex Kitto, Chief Executive of Libraries Unlimited, said this funding and the initiatives we've delivered has made an incredible difference to libraries and communities across Devon and Torbay. It's wonderful to have the opportunity to change people's perception of what a library is and to develop our programme of STEM engagement and activities for children, families and adults alike. I've been inspired and humbled to see how the children's confidence, skills, friendships, and ability to play transforms over the course of a Lego coding session. Councillor Cheryl Cottle-Hunkin, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member with responsibility for libraries, said this initiative is brilliant. Lego is a classic toy which has captured enjoyment through generations. These Lego robotics projects will teach hands-on coding skills that I'm sure will spark an interest to learn more.
Cycling traffic chaos will be discussed in debrief. A debrief is to be held following the first big national event to be staged in Dawlish. The British Cycling Dawlish Grand Prix was considered a coup for the town to be chosen to host the final race of the series for elite professional cyclists. But the event, raced on a circuit around the town centre, sparked criticism over arrangements for road closures and traffic diversions. Some motorists described the traffic as chaos and cars were bumper to bumper in narrow streets where traffic was diverted as town centre roads were closed off for much of the day. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council said, Thank you so much, Dawlish, for your support during our first big national event. We've been reading all the concerns, the constructive ones, and positive comments. We appreciate everything from both sides. This has been a big learning curve, and we plan on making it a positive experience for Dawlish. The council agreed it was not perfect, but pointed out it was rare for an event of this size to be run exactly to plan on the first occasion. Town, District and County Councillor Rosie Dawson described the racing as amazing. She said, yes, there were some issues with traffic, but that will all be brought to the Town Council and British Cycling debrief. Cyclists and supporters came from all over the UK, and a few said they must return for a short break, as Dawlish is incredible.
An application to convert a former care home in Newton Abbott into a house of multiple occupancy, an HMO, has been rejected by planners. Permission had been sought to convert Dunmore Residential Care Home into an HMO. The application proposes turning the Courtney Road building into several co-living, non-self-contained units set across three floors. It also included provision for two self-contained flats on the lower ground floor. But Teignbridge District Council refused to grant permission, saying it would result in poor residential amenity experienced by the future occupiers of some on the rooms by virtue of restricted access to natural light. The council also cited a lack of on-street parking as a reason for its refusal.
Firms urged to bid for toilet cleaning contract. A 5-year cleaning contract is up for grabs to look after Teignmouth's new town council-run toilets. Teignmouth Town Council has urged local companies not to miss out on a chance to bid for the contract, as it looks to appoint a company that will care for 6 public toilets, including those yet to be installed at Eastcliff, The Point, Key Road and The Den. The usual tendering process favoured by government tends to alert only national businesses, with smaller operators often unaware. With the contract worth a 6-figure sum, Town Clerk Ian Wedlake is keen the net is thrown as wide as possible. He said whichever firm makes the successful bid, it will have to meet certain professional standards and prove it is fit to act on behalf of local government. I know bigger companies can do this, but I'm sure we've local ones that can also make the grade. I'm not suggesting we would favour one over another, but we feel it's only fair smaller operators who may not see the tendering ad on the government website are in with a chance of being considered. Teignmouth Town Council is investing residents' money improving public toilets at a time when many communities are facing the loss of such facilities. In that same spirit, we hope potentially to bolster the local economy by giving local businesses a chance to prove they've got what it takes. The official ad states the council is to appoint a competent supplier to provide high quality cleaning services to the council's public toilets, which provide a positive image of the area. The contract is due to commence on November the 1st, 2025, with an initial end date of October the 31st, 2027, and a possible extension to October the 31st, 2030.
Defibrillator training in Dawlish. Free training sessions on life-saving defibrillator use are to take place in Dawlish. The training is being run by a charity, Dawlish Community Transport, in partnership with Dawlish Town Council and South Western Ambulance Service. 2 courses are being organised, which will take place on Saturday, September the 13th, from 10 until noon, and again on Thursday, September the 18th, between 7 p.m. and 9 at the Manor House in Old Town Street. A spokesman said, these sessions are open to everyone, so don't miss this opportunity to gain life-saving skills. Spaces are limited, so booking is essential, and you can book by calling 01626 888 890. That's 01626 888 890. 890.